Only a short while ago, just a few days ago, we had proclaimed together in Megillat Eicha, in a state of depression and mourning, Hayu Banai Shomemim, my children were destructive, Ein Menachem La. And we stated the fact that Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells us in the Megillat Eicha, the Megillah of Lamentations, that there is no comfort source for all of the Churban Yerushalayim, the destruction of Jerusalem and the temples. And yet, this coming Shabbat we designate as Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat of comfort, the Shabbat of Nechama. And obviously the question that we have to ask ourselves at such a juncture is, firstly, how is it possible? How do we call this Shabbat, Shabbat Nachamu, after having said, Ein Menachem La? It is impossible to fathom that there would be comfort after such catastrophe. Interestingly enough, the Torah says in Parshat Ve'etchanan, in Perek Dalid Pasuk Dalid, the famous pasuk that all of us are familiar with, Ve'atem ha'dveikim ba'ashem elokeichem, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. And you, Advekim, those who cling, who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'ashem Elokeichem, to the Lord your God, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. All of you are alive on this day. And what exactly the pasuk means, we'll put aside for a moment. But it appears clearly that there is a directive by the Torah to cling to Hashem. Those who cling, those who are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Ketuvot, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, asks the obvious question. V'chi afshar lidabek b'shechina, is it possible that someone can cling to Hashem? V'alo esh ochlahu, if indeed one attempts to do so, he'll be consumed by the presence, the divinity of Hashem Himself. So what exactly does the pasuk mean? How does one cling, in a matter of words, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara the following formula. Ela kol ha-masi bito le-tamid chacham, ve-ha-oseh pragmatia le-tamidei chachamim, ma'aleh alav ha-katuv ki-ilu mitabek ba-shechina. The Gemara says and proposes two ideas, two ways by which one can successfully, in a sense, cling to Hashem. One is to ensure that one's daughter marries a Talmud Chacham, a scholar. And second is to be Osek bePragmatia leTalmidei Chachamim, to be involved in business, to ensure through business ventures that one can support financially Talmidei Chachamim, and as such, in so doing, one clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At first glance, the Gemara is very strange. Firstly, it appears that the Gemara is rather limiting in giving this definitive formula of one of two things: marrying one's daughter off to a Talmid Chacham, engaging in business for a Talmid Chacham. Why be so limiting in a pasuk which seems to be so crucial, so encompassing, that one is required to cling to Hashem? And secondly, I would have thought that the Gemara would suggest that which is obvious. The most obvious way, if we're talking on a figurative level here, the most obvious way to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Talmud Torah and Tefillah, by learning and davening. Why then does the Gemara suggest such strange suggestions as the two proposals that it gives? In order for us to explain what's going on here, I'd like to offer an explanation based on and shared with you, based on what I read recently. There's a professor, Yechezkel Dror. Professor Dror is a professor of political science at the Hebrew University in Israel. He was a member of the Israeli Ministry of Defense, an advisor to the Israeli Ministry of Defense, and obviously a very well accomplished and intelligent person. But he also served as the head of the Jewish People Policy Planning Institute. How's that for a matter of words? The Jewish People Policy Planning Institute, which is housed in Yerushalayim, he just stepped down after having served as the head of this institute, this think tank, based in Hebrew University, for the last 4 years. And part of, he wrote some of his findings and some of the research that they did and some of the suggestions that he had with regards to ensuring the Jewish future. And what he said was that the greatest contribution that the Jewish people can offer in the world today is to learn how to implement programs, to introduce curricula which will instill and encourage moral, ethical values. In other words, the Jewish people are the greatest source and the greatest think tank to be able to instill and infuse moral values and ethics into this world. And that's the best way, or that is the best focus that we should place or invest our energies in to contribute to the world at large. I have to tell you that while I agree with his findings, I'm not sure that one needs a major think tank to arrive at what seems to be such an observable conclusion. The Jewish people have always been a nation that has explored the world. They have been a nation that consistently contribute to the world around them, all the while maintaining their integrity, preserving their identity, sometimes smaller in numbers, and very often in the price of self-sacrifice, but nonetheless being able to do so. And perhaps this is precisely what the Gemara is trying to teach us. Undoubtedly, the most obvious way for a Jew to connect to Hashem, to cling to Hashem, is through Torah. But the expectancy that we have, the standards of what the Torah has to offer us, is not limited per se to Torah knowledge itself, but Torah knowledge can outreach and can reveal greatness, wisdom, and understanding in all facets of life. To be able to accentuate the values of Torah in pragmatia, in the world of business, to be able to permeate these same values of Torah within a marriage by marrying Bito l'Talmid Chacham, marrying off one's daughter to a Talmid Chacham. Both of these areas are statements. I can engage in this world as a frum, as a religious Jew. I can maintain the values of religiosity even while I dwell in the world of business and try to contribute there as well. And certainly I can build, I can mold a home that is wholesome, that is filled with value, that is filled with love, compassion, and sensitivity. The home of a Bito l'Talmid Chacham. I can nurture a personal relationship of a healthy family around the values of Torah as well. Both of these components represent continuity. They represent that in the world of business we move forward, we have further investments. And how does one promote continuity in this world through his own namesake? By building a family, by marrying off his children. This is the greatest source of nechama, the revelation of continuance. The greatest nechama, the greatest comfort that we can have, is that within the businesses that we attempt to thrive, and within the families that we attempt to flourish, that they should be premised and based upon a value-based existence, the Torah itself. That in itself
is the greatest derivation of nechama, of comfort, that a Jew can enjoy in this world. And therefore we can better understand the simple understanding in the words of the pasuk itself. Ve'atem ha'dveikim ba'ashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Says Rabbi Yonatan Eibershitz, Ve'atem ha'dveikim, you who cling to Hashem. Who is the Torah talking to? When is the Torah talking about? Says Rabbi Yonatan, Ve'atem ha'dveikim chayim. Those who are alive, those who embrace life. We are so used to mourning in God's name. Now the Torah invites us to celebrate a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu Chaim by the way that we live. And who are invited? Kulchem. Chaim Kulchem. All of you are included. All of the Jewish people have an opportunity to embrace life, to embrace a Kadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of affiliation, regardless of walks of life. There is always the opportunity open in order for us to return to our source and to appreciate who we are. But finally, the Torah tells us in its final factor, in its final tnai, if you may, in its final condition, the Chaim Kulchem, when? Hayom. Today, says the Torah, to be a fictitious relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no time to delay. There is no time for procrastination. The relationship has to happen Hayom, now. When we incorporate all the factors, the values, the morals, the ethics of what the Torah represents, and we learn to infuse them and include them in our daily tidings, in the world of business, and of course in our own personal relationships, within our own families, then we maintain what Jewish existence represents. And then we can truly appreciate and be zoche and privy to the source of nachat, nachamu, nachamu, ami, Shabbat Shalom.